are here at the 2018 Correlation Client Conference in sunny San Diego, California, with Mr. Ron Amstutz, fresh with his new Desert Financial Credit Union shirt. How's the rebrand going? The
rebrand's going great. We're seeing more members come into the organization, and people are excited about what we've done. Even the teachers that, now that we take schools out of the name, and we've done a lot to show our appreciation for teachers and doing some special events through all of our branches and different schools around the valley.
So did you and Alice Cooper hang out for a little bit doing the commercial that you guys did? Or
didn't hang out, but played in his charity golf tournament.
Oh, did you?
A couple weekends ago.
Wow.
So
yeah, I hear he's a big golfer.
He is a very big golfer.
Yeah.
And he likes to wear flashy outfits like I do.
You do. I can spot you like three fairways over. There's Ron.
Yeah,
so it's all good. All good. So how's life on Keystone these days? How's it going over there at Desert now? Financial. So how's it going?
It's going great. Yeah. We love the system. We love its openness. And we've been able to, with SwitchThink, our partner, being able to grow the system and really expand on workflows and automation. Bring in some of our third-party systems and just make the whole process easier for our front line to communicate and have a conversation with our members.
Yeah, I mean, have you had any like feedback from like even like the frontline folks or even back office folks on how it's working for them and the efficiency of it, the openness of it, and that type of stuff? Or you have any?
The feedback we're getting is they just want more. I mean, there's more there's more automation to do. I mean, anything that we can do to make the process easier and faster and quicker for them makes that conversation time with the member a lot better.
Indeed. So. We're talking a lot about these days, like I was just at NACUSO a couple of weeks ago, and almost every conversation I had with somebody was about data analytics and just how necessary it is now. And were we really talking about this, 5-10 years ago? Maybe in the server room they were, but not as prevalent as we are now. It seems to be in every department across the enterprise. I mean, how are you guys looking at data analytics these days?
Yeah, I don't think we were talking about analytics. We were talking about we have all this data. What are we going to do with it? And I think we're still partially there, though we have a data warehouse solution in our place. But there's still a lot more information that we think we could use to help make automated decisions or make different availability for mobile deposits for different levels of people based on their relationship with us. So, yeah, there's a lot more that we could do with data, and I think we've only touched a small part.
No doubt. This is kind of the tip of the iceberg type of thing. Definitely. Hey, let's get back to the conference here. What is there anything specifically that you're looking for to take back to Desert Financial, or just kind of soaking it all in and then digest it later?
I always like to see their session on the coolness of correlation and what clients are doing with the product. We had one of our employees talk about some of the things that we're doing and how we've automated some of the processes between our imaging system and the front line for the core. But that's always good. And there was a good session from Greg Smith from PSECU on bill pay. So that's something that I think a lot of people are looking at, because that's not cheap with a third-party vendor. So if there's a way to do it in the core and do it ourselves, it'd be great.
Yeah, I think he needed a bigger room, because that room was standing room only. So did a good job, definitely.
Yes, he did.
What else do you see on the horizon that's coming down? I mean, we're almost halfway through 2018. How do you see the rest of 2018 shaking out? Is there anything coming down the turnpike that you guys are looking at? Or
Not specifically. Okay. Just continuing to, like I said, grow automation. We'd like to do some more in our branches. There were some good sessions here in the conference about what people are doing to change the branches from transaction centers to more of a consultative.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that we're looking at as well. Since we have 47 of them, anything we could do better there.
I mean, yeah, because we're all talking about the branch. A couple of years back, the branch is dead because of digital and all that type of stuff, but it sounds like it's more of an evolution rather than, it's on its death knell. So, because it sounds like that's what you guys are doing, make it more of a consultative environment?
Yeah, branches aren't going away anytime soon. Plenty of members want to go there. We're even seeing millennials, some of them want to open that first relationship in a branch in person. Then they'll do everything else digitally, but They still want that relationship, and so we continue to look at that. And I think our biggest challenge that we've heard in one of the sessions here is we really need to train our staff in the branches on how to get the digital channels to our membership. And to the members that come in there, you know, it's really a hard thing because they're trying to sell and build relationships with people, and we're saying you really need to teach them how they don't need to come to the branch anymore and that they can do all this stuff self-service whenever they want at their own leisure. So, you know, it's a tough transition, but something we're working on.
Sounds like a catch-22 situation a little bit there, but it sounds like a good problem to have since they still want to come into the branch and hang out a little bit and then do the stuff digitally. It sounds like you got the best of both worlds going.
Yeah, I think if we can get them to show our members how they can do that at their own leisure time and self-service it, they'll become more of a confidant for that member. Say, hey, you're giving me ways to help my life, help, you know, give us solutions that make their life better. So,
indeed. Well, cool stuff. Great message to end on, Ron. Always appreciate you coming in the studio lounge and hanging out and
thanks, Mike.
Giving us a little tech update. Appreciate the time as always.
Good.